prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Hey, Connor McKnight here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They got all the bets you could want. They have a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. If you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. Just taking a look through the FanDuel Sportsbook app now, and you can bet sprint training baseball. If you're a wild man, you can get down on that. Who knows? Maybe there's some money to be made. But the futures are there, and it's plus 3,300 for the team on the south side. Might be interesting there. When's the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? I didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code Connor so they know we sent you. That's the promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, that gets you your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable. It expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Bernstein and McKnight, Sports Radio 670, The Score. JD is going to move to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So we're going to do that then. We are continuing to talk about the story of the weekend. And face it, the sports story of the weekend in Chicago was the launch of a new sports television network.
Yeah.
A soft launch, but a launch. At some point, it has to be on. And it took a while to be on. And it's still taking a while to be fully on. But I didn't mind the little behind-the-scenes programming, the sort of experiencer stuff. I thought that was on a loop, and that was comfortable. It was upbeat, and it was comfortable, and Mark Grace is really good, and I find Ryan Dempster, as long as he's not trying to impersonate Harry Carey.
I was told he did some Harry Carey impersonation early on.
Yeah, it's just...
I was out of town, and the only way for me to consume the Marquee Network was to watch the game through the MLB.TV app. So I did that and caught the whole game as one does, but I missed some of the programming. And whether you follow, Phil Rosenthal or Robert Feeder, I mean, those who cover
John Greenberg is writing about it.
Oh yeah, John.
Too.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah, John does a great job and followed it as well. The reviews on the content were fairly wide ranging. The content outside the actual baseball game. So you know, I'm interested in catching some of it as best I can.
But criticizing it is a fool's errand. Critiquing it, especially right now, it's going to take some time to ramp everything up. But here's the thing.
Wait. Hold on. How is it a fool's errand to critique and offer commentary on a network that has had 3 years to get itself really kind of started? At the very least, 9 months.
Because you have no recourse. You can't watch the games anywhere else.
Don't you think
they can listen to the games on the Score?
They can.
Damn that's right, you can.
Obviously, you can't watch the games anywhere. You can't see it anywhere else.
But
it doesn't matter what
you
think.
It's one thing to look at the game and another thing to look at the programming outside of the game. I view them as two different entities.
But the leverage is the game. And as long as that's where you go for the games and they're on that tier of cable or you're paying extra for Hulu Plus or whatever it is, what you think of the other programming, you don't have to watch that.
Right.
So then why do you want to talk about it if it doesn't matter and you can't do anything about it?
Because what does matter is whether or not they spend the money on the players.
Right.
That is of critical importance, and getting it on Comcast. But I just think it's hilarious that anybody who says, "Well, like it's there's none of this, or there's none of this, or there's not enough of this," you're watching, and you're going to watch the games, and you're clamoring for it. Mm-hmm. The same people will be like, "Well, it doesn't have this. I can't get it." And they finally get it. This sucks, but I'm paying for it, and I can get. Look,
sounds like the text line.
Yeah, right, exactly. But if you're watching the games, and you're on that cable or direct TV tier.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah, there were some problems with startup, and I think you're speaking to a functional issue that I think a lot of people are going to go through. The question then becomes, when do people get it? And I don't mean that from like a, you know, do they get to an agreement with Comcast before the 26th, before opening day, which all signs point to, yeah, they will. But DirecTV has yet to bring all their customers online. Hulu Plus live streaming has not brought the product online yet. Here's what I'll end up doing, because I told you when we were talking about the network last week before maybe, that I've been watching. I had cut the cord, and I'm watching on YouTube TV. Well, they don't have a deal with YouTube TV yet. So my plan, and a lot of people texted in as we were talking about this earlier in the morning, my plan will be to cancel what I have now, to start up the Hulu Plus live streaming thing, and then know that I won't get the marquee network on there until somebody, you know, flips the switch, like Johnny, how about some coffee, right? I mean, this is somebody has to turn it on somewhere. So I'll wait for that. Meanwhile, I'll be logging into MLB.tv, and I haven't checked into this yet today. I'll have to do it when I get home. The hope is that MLB.tv has the restrictions lifted for local blackout during spring training, and I'll just be able to watch the games that way.
Okay.
That's my hope. That's where I'm at as a cord cutter. That's where I'm at as a streaming
consumer. Sounds like a lot of work.
Consumer. It is a lot of work.
That sounds like a pain.
Well, the fact that I'm doing that kind of work kind of underscores your point about all the criticism about the network.
Right. You got to have the games.
I have to have the games. You know, from one way or another, from a work standpoint or from just a peace of mind, settle my soul standpoint, I need baseball on in these dark times.
708 says, by your logic, no sports broadcast can be criticized for that reason because it's the channel that has the game. So I can't say Monday Night Football sucks anymore. Yeah, you can, but the point is you're not leaving. You're there. And every time you're there and you think the same things, but you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm
obviously we can criticize it, but you can't. It's not like you can walk out of a Burger King and go to McDonald's. It's not like you look at any number of car rental places that come up on Priceline and you say, well, this price, I had a good experience here, bad experience there, that a rental car is a rental car. Cubs baseball is its own thing. Do you know how many, you know, we're lucky here for the most part that we're not in these situations. Do you know how many baseball teams, you always talk about like beloved local broadcasters, there are a lot of sports teams where local broadcasters aren't so beloved.
Oh, God, yes.
They're just sort of grandfathered. Talk to a Yankees fan sometime. Talk to a Yankees fan about their radio broadcast.
Bad for your health. Keep
about,
the conversation
about their
short,
television but broadcast. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. Like, that's the station. They can do what they want. They can put who they want there. It's not really the same standard. And they know you're not going anywhere.
No, I mean, I was at a point, not last season, but the season before, when it was the Witten Booger McFarland, Joe Tessitore Monday Night Football broadcast, where I think McNeil and I were both doing it. I was literally watching the game with the sound off.
But you're watching it.
And they don't give a damn.
Right.
All they want are my two eyeballs trained onto that television set and hoping that I have a Nielsen box or something like that. And that's, they don't care whether I enjoy the broadcast or not, just that I watch the product as it's offered. Which, I mean, that's where I'm at. I'm going to go home and change the streaming service. I will pay extra to flop over to whatever streaming service I have to go ahead and hope that somebody flips the switch to give me that network ASAP.
I found the color scheme a little interesting, too, that because the marquee is red.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a Sinclair thing, too. Who knows? That there was a lot of red.
Yeah. With all the lights around it and stuff.
Yeah, but we haven't seen, when they do more studio stuff, we'll get a little better understanding of how the desk looks and how that all shapes up.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? Mm. I've had more than one person ask me why the Cubs decided to call the network Marquee.
Did they answer that at some point?
We know why. Because of the marquee on Wrigley Field. That's the reference to marquee that internally, and obviously they did studies, they did brand studies, they do interviews, they focus group everything, and they sit behind the one-way mirror. But I was a little surprised how many people weren't aware of the brand importance of the marquee on the outside of Wrigley Field.
That is,
and the fact that it's red.
It's one of the things. Is that landmark protected, or is it just the scoreboard in center field? Well, not just. There are other things. The ivy, I believe, and the brick wall are landmark protected.
Yeah,
is the marquee?
That's a good question.
Well?
I don't know the answer to that. Was it Northwestern that painted it purple? That it was it was a big deal that when Northwestern played there.
So maybe it must not be.
That they cut a deal to paint the mark, or maybe the color isn't part of it, but they painted that thing purple.
Hmm.
And what they do with the messages on there and the official pictures that are taken, when you think about it, the ubiquitous local news stand-up with that over the shoulder of the reporter.
Yeah.
You know,
when I shot my demo reel 10 years ago, I did, you're damn right, I did one out in front of the marquee.
Yeah. That's why the network's called Marquee. And it's surprising. I took it for granted. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Cause the marquee. But there were some people that never quite connected those dots for the name of their channel.
It's very glitzy, the logo with the lights around, you know, marquee, the text and everything. It's very, you know, Fremont Street. It's very, very Vegas and showy and stuff. It's out there. I kind of like it. I did like, you know, even though not everything was functional on the broadcast, what you did have is a remarkably professional broadcast team in Len and JD and Mark Grace, and they were able to work you through some things and tell some good stories. And I think at some point, I want to say it was like the sixth or something like that, the pitch speed thing finally turned on. I was watching it with my brother, and Alec Mills is throwing. And Ian, my brother, goes, yeah, I don't think the pitch speed is up there. And I looked at him and I said, well, Alec might have asked for that thing to be turned off tonight. He's that kind of guy. I don't know if he wants to see himself throwing at 89, but I do want the bells and whistles on that broadcast. I want pitch speed. I want exit velos. I want, this is just me as a baseball fan and what I want involved in that stuff. I want the StatCast replays. I want, you know, ground covered. I want runs above average, outs above average, all that kind of stuff. I want it placed on the screen. And I hope that they take spring training to figure out how they want to present some of those extras to viewership, because you have a play-by-play guy and a sidecar broadcast guy who's ready and willing and capable of talking about those ways we now look at baseball and explaining them without hitting you over the head with a whole bunch of cumbersome math. They're able to talk about how it matters within the game, and that'll be fun for me to walk through too. I've seen a lot of it with Benetti and Stone on the other side of town, and they do a terrific job with it. I think it's, and Len and JD have been doing this a little bit over the last couple of years, but now with the new network, it's a chance to debut a whole bunch of new fun toys.
The texter says it's not named for Marquise Grissom. Another one says it's not in honor of Jason Marquis, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S.
No, it's not Jason Marquis.
You know, it was Marquis, you know that? You
know, yeah, it's the French, right? No?
Nope.
French-Canadian?
Hardly.
Marquis du Sade?
No.
What?
No. Who? Markowitz. When the family came over, Eastern European Jewish family.
Did not know that.
When the Markowitz family came to Ellis Island.
You're saying for this, not Marquis in general?
No, Jason Marquis.
Really?
Jason Marquis's family was Markowitz.
Didn't know that.
And when whoever it was came to Ellis Island and they wrote down your name, they didn't, the guy says Markowitz.
Yeah.
So he spelled it Marquis.
Huh.
So the family name became Marquis. It was like, you know, it was like a Vito Andolini. Where are you from? Corleone. He writes it down as Vito Corleone.
Huh.
That was the name of his town. So this was, that happened all the time.
We were O'Connor when we came over, yep. And our ancestor that came over was a small-time member of the organization over there, and you decided, mm-hmm. as he was being chased away, well, to drop the O, they'll never find me.
Brilliant.
And they found him.
Yeah,
they found him.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a family at our synagogue for years. The last name was spelled E-X.
Just E-X?
That was her name.
Oh, because yep. they couldn't write.
Whoever came over couldn't write, and they said, and you had to make a mark in the book when you were processed at Ellis Island. They literally made an X, and it became the phonetic, that became their last name.
Huh. Pronounced X?
Yep.
I'm at.
Oh, yep. That is absolutely, there's so many stories. Anytime you see like a weird, like how could that be?
Right.
It's probably how the guy wrote it in the book.
Well, you start to think about the guy who's writing it down. His ancestry has to come into play for whatever new name.
Whatever way.
Because if this yep. guy isn't of French descent or something like that, and you get some name, he doesn't write it down Marquis.
Not
he writes
mention,
it down some other way.
Like heavy Yiddish accents who are trying to express that. You know, yeah, I mean, come on. There's all kinds of... I love stories like that. I find that endlessly fascinating.
It's good.
But no, Jason Marquis is not the reason for the Marquis Network being called the Marquis Network. You know what we have to get to, too? Francesa Tradamus, where Mike Francesa has an uncanny ability to peer deeply into the future.
Well, I know his powers are multifold. What did he do this time?
Yeah, he predicts the future in a way that few can. It is mesmerizing and it is brilliant. He did this on Friday. He actually has an idea for where we as a people and where technology eventually might be able to take us.
Some fun with the Pope. You're going to love it when we come back. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
The Text Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy of me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. The Score serves the Northeast Illinois EAS local area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
March 1st, be a superhero for a day and take the plunge.
Cold, cold, cold.
At the 20th annual Chicago Polar Plunge. Presented by Jackson. Benefit.